Are programmers scientists or just really weird wizards? I was once tricked into going to a swag plundering event, opening of a carpet store network or some such, where they gave away free pens and staplers and weird coasters and other useless junk, if you were really lucky. I don't know what this company was doing or thinking, and I didn't even know that people keep track of such events as to attend them. But it was interesting, and I discovered the salespeople, imprisoned in cubicles, who had to act nice or have their lives ruined, enjoyed asking the scavengers what they do for a living, just to keep saying,
"Computer scientist,"
I said before I could stop myself. The man released a puff of air through his mouth and murmured something about his fucking printer. I then discovered that there was an area outside where lots of executives were gathering. "Don't mind if I do," I said to myself, since I was already plundering their pens, and went over to get something to eat. I don't think that I'm an actual computer scientist, and the name does sound funny, but I have been programming since I was a child, and I don't know what to call it. And on top of everything else, just to add to the confusion, programmers use the scientific principle all the time, especially when they don't read the manuals, which is a nice way of learning. I personally believe that programming belongs to young people. It is not a chore, but a necessity like reading, writing, and arithmetic that no one ever regrets. And because schools are profit-oriented, especially those that claim otherwise, whether the little teacher wants an easy paycheck or the big university wants profit optimization purely for the numbers, functional and authentic education is not their top priority. And until that changes, I highly recommend to every young person to just learn programming, even at the cost of school and career. Today, I've been working on making HTML, which is a way to lay out text, into a programming language, which is often a joke where kids put HTML and their programming languages on their resume. With frameworks like Svelte and React, and CSS frameworks like Bootstrap, HTML really is all about programming. Normally, I work on inventing visual programming languages, where you drag and drop program components and then connect them with lines so that you can see where the output of one component becomes the input of another. To make this visually simple, I also need a simple application framework. And while I was examining Svelte Compiler, or Application Building Framework, I realized I don't really need something as big as Svelte. I can make something on my own. And so I sat down to ask, what is a framework? What is a compiler? And what is a programming language in year 2024? And the answer I came up with is a loop. A loop that iterates over lists of things. That's it. Just about 250 lines of code. The loop does not always need to be fed a list. It will still work pretending to itself that it has received a list when all you do is give it a simple item. So it's a templating framework. I set Saturday aside for programming it. And just about an afternoon later, all my tests turned out to be rather successful. Just the loop was enough to create complex user interfaces that automatically update as their data changes. I've decided that in this experiment or version of the looping framework, all variables in the data structure I was looping over, a kind of a data tree like your file system, were to be reactive and no exceptions. This means that whether it's a list of things, or a thing, such as a user, or the user's name even, whenever it is altered, it will announce a change event, and the user interface I created with the loop will automatically update. Reactive means that whenever a value of a variable changes, all the things that use it update themselves. This makes the procedure for updating a really complex user interface super simple.
Honestly, it's as simple as find user named Alice in the list of users and change her phone number to 555-1212. And that change will automatically propagate to all user interface components showing that piece of information about Alice.
That could include the database on the server as well, as it is a tiny and little flexible mechanism. It can be adjusted every which way. Now, in my visual programming language, the larger project I've been working on for a while, I can just visually create a tree of data with a user interface similar to Windows Explorer, and then, whenever I make a change to the tree, it will be automatically propagated into the application preview and the application builder. Normally, such a thing would require a complex network of events and other things, but here, it just happens automatically.
There's always, of course, a possibility that I could encounter some large problem, but since this is a world of programming, there is always a way to rebuild some fundamental layer and tip it in my favor again, so it's only a delay. I've had many such delays with my visual programming language. It's been quite a challenge, but also a wonderful adventure. Scientist? A hacker? A cool cat? Whatever it is. Apparently, code is my jam. It has always been fun, and never frustrating. I've never in all my years had a bad day of programming. Ever. It's unthinkable. And I suspect that plowing through high complexity like code keeps the mind really sharp. So it's really a quite the healthy challenge. It takes a while to learn everything, but the results are like you see here, tiny little brilliant programs that you can explain in a single breath. Building components that can create larger things, in my case, a tiny operating system with a fun little application builder that will fill it with applications, is quite rewarding and it makes a person rather wise about business. I expect that as my education and experiments draw to a close, I will create a small desktop application that will build and deploy web applications. A simple and lovable home laboratory capable of deploying applications and service networks for whatever reason the user needs them. I have some very unusual design principles in mind. The operating system, or development environment as it may become, is a zooming user interface. No taskbar, not even a minimap, just windows with useful tools and the lines that connect them together. Much the same way that various electronic equipment is connected together in a real laboratory setting, where things can be repurposed as needed during each development stage. Minimalism is a great power, and though code wisdom changes with decades, the constant pursuit of code minimalism
is a reliable way to keep an application going for ages. And you can really see the evidence of that in programs like the command line interface, Pure Data, HyperCard, WikiWiki, Visual Basic 6 and earlier versions, and today's Automator. It is because it's easy to wrap the mind around their ideas and integrate with them to create something new and still retain a full picture. Once again, I recommend learning programming and starting with JavaScript and other open source web technologies. For all the broken schools in the world, programming will always be something that anyone can learn on their own, just by searching the internet for programming tutorials.